Francis Sullivan is the chief executive of the Truth, Justice and Healing Council, which is coordinating the Catholic Church's response to the Royal Commission. He spoke with Samantha Donovan about the St Anne's case.
This is a horrible case, and the church's handling in all its detail, forensic detail, needs to be examined.
One parent who AM has spoken to has an online petition with 88,000 signatures calling on the church to settle his son's compensation claim. Why hasn't the church settled the claim all these years later?
I'm not quite sure, but one thing's very important is that litigation isn't the way to best address sex abuse cases, and I hope that all the families that have an action against the church can take up the offer of getting into mediation so that compensation and settlement can happen quickly, not be in a protracted adversarial litigation process.
It's been more than 12 years, though, since some of these families lodged their claims for compensation. Why is the church taking so long?
I think the time period that this has taken is a matter of concern, and again, the church needs to explain how it has taken so long to get everything organised and addressed.
Did the Catholic Church try to delay the Royal Commission hearings on the St Anne's case in Adelaide?
Not at all. The Catholic Church, in any of its iterations, whether it's the insurance company or the diocese, did not ask for this hearing to be postponed, delayed or cancelled.
That's the impression that's been given in some reports, but you reject that outright?
Yes. There was a directions hearing held by Commissioner McClellan, but there were no directions put by the insurance company or the diocese.
Francis Sullivan, the head of the Truth, Justice and Healing Council, speaking with Samantha Donovan.